Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, Pat, how you been?
Doing good, doing good. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing
still
good.
Still breezy up there?
Not so breezy. If you haven't noticed, we had a little minor hurricane here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, not minor at all, sad to say. But I do want to give some reportings and some updates, because you know many have been asking and wondering how things are going on the ground up here.
Right.
And a lot of stuff that you're seeing on the news is pretty accurate. I mean, it's you know, right now in the state of New Jersey, we still have about 2 million people out of power.
Wow.
And in fact, it's, and that's not just South Jersey. It's up here in northern part of Jersey. I've traveled, the roads yesterday, and half, you know, the roads are out of power. The other side has power, depending what town you're in.
Right.
You know, they've canceled all the schools the rest of the week for state in many in New Jersey and in New York as well, which is the largest public school system, by the way. 1 million students in New York City.
They
rarely shut school down because it just creates such a havoc. And now we have buses that are actually going back. So today's the first day that we're having partial services up and running. About 5 million people depend on the public transportation in New York City, and a bunch load do the same thing as far as in New York. But you know, a whole lot of people do the same in New York.
Right.
Just yesterday. The president was in New Jersey.
Is that right?
And he toured with Governor Christie, and they saw some of the devastated areas. And there's a lot of concern. You know, there's a lot of concern. Good to see that he's very supportive and wants to throw all the support, you know, of the federal government behind, you know, what's happening there and trying to get New Jersey back.
Right.
But you know, we have so much to say about this, you know, and God has so much to say about what's happening in the events and what's happening right now. But I do want to let you know, and those that are listening to us in the tri-state area, New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, that reports are being said right now that gas is scarce. Pat, gas is scarce. I mean, people are finding some more people that have passed away through the storm. I mean, things are just starting to unfold. As you know, we've been through several hurricanes together.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Aaron, Opal, Ivan.
Oh my gosh, and, I lost count.
Yeah, not to mention all the work that we did in with Katrina and going to
Mississippi,
from Mississippi
New
to
Orleans.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to New Orleans. We've covered quite a bit,
and
so we know firsthand a little bit of what's happening.
That's right.
But right now, after the storm, is where you see a lot of things that start to materialize. I mean, right now, it's been 4 days or so, 3 or 4 days, that people are without power, you know? And so if you don't have a generator, your food's going bad. What food that you did have is, if you didn't prepare, it's you know, not much. You know, right now, no one, as I know, has seen any kind of National Guard service or any kind of help right now in the Northeast. So I want to encourage you that you can call FEMA. If you're out of power, if your neighbor's out of power and you need help, you can get in contact with FEMA. We do have a number for you to contact them. We're going to get that to you here. We're going to get that number here to you here in a second. In fact, here it is. It's 1-800-621-FEMA. 1-800-621-FEMA. And you can begin to start pre-filling out, to register. And there's all sorts of assistance that's going to be made available to you. So if you're out of power, all out of work, all different types of things, go ahead and just pre-register and fill it out. And what you can do is, if you're okay and you're taken care of, begin to start registering folks. A lot of people don't know or are not aware of the services that are available. This is the first time, Pat.
Right.
This is the first time they've kind of really experienced something like this
on
the Northeast. So they don't know about FEMA and the processes and all the funds and the help right now that's going to be available. I believe that the governor's going to be headed up to Bergen County, up in this kind of type of area in the Northeast, a part of the state, and he's going to be just surveying what's been happening and what's been going on. The mayor is allegedly telling folks right now is that do not cross in the Manhattan uh, George Washington Bridge.
The bridge, right.
Yeah, big connection, mm-hmm. unless you have at least three people in your car.
And why is that?
So I guess they're trying to limit
the amount of traffic.
Yeah, right. I mean, right now, they're you know, some of the subways are up. I mean, you should see, you know, hopefully we're going to make this all available mm-hmm. on the torch, but you have subways that are, you know, they're underwater. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not good. There's all kinds of just, they're testing the waters like E. coli and all types of stuff in the water.
Right.
Kind of want to stay out of all of that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think that we have a little quick segment here from Fox News reporting just a little bit more of what's going on down there.
Down power lines, trees, and water still choking up roads across the storm zone, making traffic a real nightmare in the hardest hit areas. Here in New York City, traffic jams like you cannot imagine. Oh, my God. This is a live look on 6th Avenue in front of our studios. It may not look like it at the moment. Reportedly looks like this all over Manhattan, especially downtown. You know, much of the city is in the dark. About 80 blocks of the city, and from side to side, millions of commuters enduring hours-long bus trips and bumper-to-bumper traffic, sometimes 4 hours to get across a bridge or tunnel. The city's still figuring out how to fix the subway and train systems. Many of the tunnels that carry the trains are still flooded. In fact, the one that goes for the PATH train over to New Jersey, 5 miles long, completely filled, they tell us. But here in the city, fortunately, Mayor Bloomberg says some relief's on the way.
Yeah, as you could see, I mean, that the PATH train, when I used to be in Jersey City, mm-hmm. did some work down there.
Right.
People would come, and how normally travels, no matter where you're in New Jersey or upstate New York, you kind of take the train all the way down.
Uh-huh.
Most people commute by train.
Right.
A lot of people, can't say most, because they take buses as well. But if you're taking the train, you come all the way down to Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoboken is just a light rail. It's another little kind of a subway type of train. It's actually above ground
mm-hmm.
that connects you from Hoboken to Jersey City. And from Jersey City,
right.
you take an underground
right.
subway that connects you to Manhattan, which is the lower financial district and Wall Street and all that area that's underwater.
Yeah.
Well, right now, that whole tunnel is underwater.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say that, yeah.
Yeah, it's underwater, so that's a major flow that's not allowing people to get through.
Bus service will continue to increase. Limited subway service may actually return tomorrow. There certainly will not be service below 34th Street in Manhattan where there is no power. And the MTA workers are working extremely hard to get the water out of the tunnels and stations.
It is a Herculean task. Across the Hudson River in Hoboken, New Jersey, things aren't much better. Sandy flooded out much of that city, and 20,000 people are reportedly still stranded there. Some residents say they are furious with the mayor because of a lack of food and water. In fact, one guy told the Associated Press that he floated to City Hall on an air mattress so he could give her a piece of his mind.
Yeah, you know, right now, it's just that whole area right there in Hoboken is completely submerged. In fact, I saw someone that was canoeing
mm-hmm.
down Hoboken. You got to understand, this is the city, dude. This is like,
yeah.
This is not, you know, and they're going down the road, and a lot of the folks there, I mean, they're just hurting. It's completely underwater.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor's, I believe, trying to do the best that she can. Right now, you got to have as much kind of patience, but it's hard to have patience. You have no food, you have
mm-hmm.
no water. You're not prepared, so people are getting very testy at this time.
Right.
But it's a serious thing. If you're familiar with the show Cake Boss is right there down
mm-hmm.
in Hoboken, and so, you know, I don't know how those folks are doing out there, but it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
and right
sure.
now, you want to exercise caution. You don't want to be in the water. There's all types of stuff. There's folks that are waiting in the water to get dog food and stuff like that. Like,
oh,
listen, you know, feed the dog something else. Don't worry about getting the dog food, but there are resources. One of the things that we want to encourage you is to band together, look out for your neighbor, look out for each other. You know, if you're not in this affected area, we can learn a lot just by looking at what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, if you don't have to be in the middle of the storm to glean some wisdom and to glean some understanding and
right.
learn and borrow
mm-hmm.
the experience instead of buying the experience for yourself.
Right.
But one of the things that's happening, Pat, is that there is tremendous gas. There's not enough gas going around.
Right.
Some of the refineries are underwater. I had a chance yesterday to actually interview some people that were waiting extensively for some gas. I believe I spoke to a police officer. Why don't you listen to this?
It's just a long line of traffic with a little bit of gas.
How long has this line been out here?
All day.
All day. How many hours did you say?
I've been out here for over two. It's been going on for at least 8 hours.
8 hours waiting online for gas. Now, what would you say? Why? I heard that all the oil refineries in Newark are underwater. Is that what's going on?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Somebody did say to me that they had the ports closed to any tankers. That's all I heard.
Wow. So what would you tell people in the future if something like this happens? Get gas early?
Yeah, get gas early. Get plenty of it early.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you being out here. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. It's just a long line of...
So you can see there was a police officer there and just guiding traffic. And Pat, Chris, as far as you can see, people were. And this is not like, you know, interstate road. These are small towns and communities. And they're almost double park lanes. I mean, it was just crazy. They're just trying, you know, traffic on both sides. It was kind of wild. I had a chance to speak to a young man who's standing online and finally got some gas. Listen to what he had to say.
We went on Route 17 for almost.
No gas.
No gas. Bergenfield, no gas.
Wow.
We live in Little Ferry.
And you live in Little Ferry?
Yep.
So you're about 15, 20 minutes away from Little Ferry?
We left at 12 o'clock in our house this afternoon, and then we got lucky only this gasoline station opened.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you left at 12 o'clock this afternoon to find gas?
Yeah.
And it's 4 o'clock now?
No.
And just now you're getting gas?
Yes, sir.
And you're just filling up a couple 5 gallon?
Yeah, for the generator.
For the generator?
Yeah.
Wow. This is pretty tough, isn't it?
So you could see this, you know, your whole day encompasses right now just trying to get gas and trying to get fuel.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Something else. I want to keep them in your prayers and continue to pray for them, but I also want to share some information with you in terms of how you can find open gas locations. If you access Twitter, your Twitter account, you can put in hashtag and the word NJGas. You can also put in hashtag NJOpen. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to see are tweets that are related to stores and businesses that are open for food and that type of stuff, mm-hmm. as well as gas stations that are becoming available. A hashtag is basically the number sign. If you're not familiar with Twitter, mm-hmm. it's the number sign, and then you want to put the word NJGas, NJOpen, and that's a great resource because you're going to be able to find gases in the location. My understanding is that some of these refineries are still down, and mm-hmm. now people are searching everywhere to try to get, you know, gas and get some things. But we do want to share with you that all these things are happening. You know, we shared on the Elijah storm. You know, God told us in advance some of these things are going to be happening, mm-hmm. and we want everyone to be prepared.
Right.
You know, in advance.
Right.
And so you know this stuff was already spoken about. You can listen to prudent preparation. That was available prior to what has occurred. Mm-hmm. And
right. Hey, I just wanted to mention also as well, speaking of, you know, if you want to be able to help others, you can actually text Red Cross, type out the words.
Yes.
To 90999, and that gives $10 to help. So you want to text REDCROSS, Red Cross.
Thank you for mentioning that.
And also, I believe Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham's ministry, is also providing aid, which you can go to their website at samaritanspurse.org.
Also, Operation Blessing, CBN, mm-hmm. they're heading down there too. So you can go to CBN.com and you can find that information in terms of Operation Blessing. And we know firsthand, mm-hmm. Jody and them, and we know the great work that they've done. We've worked hand in hand with Jody and that team mm-hmm. in New Orleans, and they do tremendous, tremendous work. But you want to be prepared, you know, prudent preparation. You want to download this, share this, because you know what? This is unfortunately, based upon what's been shared and what we've shared and what God shared mm-hmm. with us and others, that things like this will continue to happen. And so, you know, God's people should be prepared and ready if we're listening and mm-hmm. hearing His voice. I mean, at a time like this, it's really good to be prepared. And one of the great things, Pat, is that, you know, we've listened to God. We're prepared here. We have everything that we need, and we're spending all this time trying to assist people and trying to help people mm-hmm. get what they need instead of trying to just, you know, focusing on getting ourselves together.
So we
heeded the prophetic word.
That's right.
We want to share that. You mm-hmm. want to go to VFNTV.com and listen to prudent preparation and get prepared in terms of that. But you know what? You think about, it's going to take everyone a while to get ready to rebuild and mm-hmm. restructure everything back in South Jersey and even some places in New York. You know, my understanding as well, too, Pat, is that in Coney Island, it's in Brooklyn out there, that there's reports of looting or walking out in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day,
yeah,
Chris.
Stealing huge TV screens, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, this we share this. We share this is going to be happening. Mm-hmm. And so you just want to be prepared. I mean, this is the stuff that happens during a time like this. Mm-hmm. And these are definitely a sign of the times. I mean, you're hearing superstorm, historic, all these different things that are occurring. Mm-hmm. It has been foretold and there's still more to come. But, you know, in the process of rebuilding and getting things back in order, one thing that we can glean from this, Pat, is there's not only a physical restructuring that's going to need to take place in homes, and bless your heart, you know, our prayers go out for the victims and all mm-hmm. the people that are suffering.
All right. We
know firsthand, you know, absolutely. What I think you and I've been out without electricity for over 10 days. So
we were out with 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah. So we know what that's like, and mm-hmm. no shower and spending all day just to get prepared. All
right.
Wisdom on this end, listening to the voice of the Lord before, you know, mm-hmm. right now would be a very, very good thing.
Get prepared.
Absolutely. So you know that rebuilding is one thing, your physical mm-hmm. home and your place. But you know what? There's storms of life that happen to all of us. It's not just me necessarily the physical storms. Mm-hmm. There's all the storms of life that happen, and the Word of God's not silent. You know, in Matthew 7, verses of 24, it's a parable talking about the wise and foolish builders. Mm-hmm. And it says that, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. It's interesting that he says, everyone who hears the word and puts it into practice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hearing is not just enough.
Right.
You know, and I believe we talked about BFN Torch, hear, and do. If you have not listened to hear, do, you've got to listen to it.
Right. Yeah. It was just on yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. So beautiful and so timely. But you just don't want to be a hearer of God's word. You actually want to do what God's word says.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that oftentimes many people are just, they think if you can just listen. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you got to do something with what you listen. You're going to be held accountable for what you know.
That's right.
So it says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So if you want to be wise, you got to hear mm-hmm. what God is saying, and you want to implement and obey what he tells you to do. When you do that, you're setting yourself a right foundation for your own life. Mm-hmm. It says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Mm. I mean, we see firsthand as an image and as a picture, and you look at the devastation. The house is completely ripped up. Mm-hmm. The Jersey boardwalk is completely just torn to pieces. Wow. All you see are the pilings left. And the beaches in New Jersey are different than maybe in Florida and some of the other parts of the country, where, you know, in Florida, I'm familiar with just sandy beaches and nothing else. But the beaches in New Jersey, they have sandy beaches as well as an entire boardwalk, almost like a fair atmosphere where there's rides and all types of stuff on, you know, on the edge of the beach. All of that, most of that there has been just totally, totally wiped away. And so storms come in life, not just physical storms, but there's storms that come in your own personal life. You know, Jesus said himself, Jesus said, in this life you'll have many troubles.
Right.
But cheer up, because I have overcome the world. And so, you know, you may not know what tomorrow holds, mm-hmm. but at least if you know Jesus Christ, you'll know the one that holds tomorrow. And with that should bring you great peace and great solace, because you need to know God. You need to build your own personal house on a solid rock, on a solid foundation. Let me tell you, these times are shaky. These times right now are turbulent. Let me tell you, I want to give you hope. You want to make it through the storms of life. You want to make it through all types of situations,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
attacks.
Right.
You want to build your personal house on Jesus Christ. And you do that by accepting him as your Lord and Savior. You do that by receiving him in your heart. You do that by abiding.
Right.
Okay? And so it's so important. So he says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into, there it is, Pat.
Practice.
Mm-hmm. Is a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. There is a difference here. The difference is hearing God's word and putting it into practice.
Right.
You know what? That's abiding. Mm-hmm. It's abiding. You know, storms in life are going to come. You can endure these storms. The waters may come. Things may happen. And you may suffer some loss, but you're still going to remain intact. You know what I mean? You're still going to remain together. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. Only Jesus Christ can keep you together. And it's not an idea of knowing of Jesus or about Jesus. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've talked about this a lot. It's about having a personal relationship.
That's right.
You know, I'm you know, I'm sorry. All answers, you know, they say all roads lead to Rome. You know, all answers lead to Jesus. You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying? There isn't another option. There isn't a plan B. There isn't an alternative. Mm-hmm. You know, the Word of God says that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. No man comes to the Father except through Him.
That's right.
And so it's so important that we say, you know what? I just don't want to survive the storms of life. I just don't want to just make it through. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I want to have an abiding relationship with God. I want to know Him. I'm not happy or content to know about Him. And one of the ways that you can begin to put His word into practice, you can't put God's word into practice if you don't read God's word.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's like, how can the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed?
That's right.
How can you walk with God? How can you have a relationship with God? You know, to some who may be listening today, that you're saying, oh, man, amen, go on, this is so good, or this is just a confirmation, or I get this. But believe you me, there are many out there that right now just think that just having maybe an idea of Christ or just believing that He exists is enough.
Right.
And so I want to encourage you, accept Him into your life, make Him the Lord of your life, walk with Him and abide with Him, and He'll see you every step of the way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program.